CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and so glad that you've joined us today. And, you know, Valentine's Day week will be in a couple of days. This is be airing on Monday, February 12th. And for some people, they're really looking forward to that day because it's a day we celebrate love. And it's a really wonderful day for a lot of people. And they have that special loved one that they get to show how much they love and appreciate them. And for others, it's a really painful day. In fact, I heard somebody say one time, actually, Valentine's Day can also stand for Singles Awareness Day. And no matter where you're at today, I think you're going to be encouraged by our next couple programs, maybe even be three programs that we do. I've got a guest today that, like a lot of us, grew up in church, but really didn't have that personal relationship with Jesus that a lot of us don't have as kids, and kind of live off our parents' and grandparents' faith. But unfortunately, through a challenging marriage situation, the loss of some loved ones, through a divorce, just really became hopeless to the point that one day when she was almost in a wreck, she really just wished that the car had hit her. And I know a lot of people listening to this. We got people listening in Florida, Alabama, California, actually even Connecticut. That there's some people out there today that you feel like that. You're just like, you know, man, I've been okay if I didn't wake up this morning. And I know you're really going to be blessed if you stay with us over the next few programs on Hope is Here, as we're going to have a young lady named Christina share her story. And I know that you're going to be blessed by that. So, Christina, like a lot of people, you know, you and I were talking a couple of days ago. You went to church as a kid a lot, is that right?
Yes. My grandmother and my aunt made sure that I was there every Sunday. My mom was taught nursery school when I was younger, so I was there from the time I, you know, came out. And I went to a small Baptist church in a small town. Didn't miss a Christmas play or youth group, and then I was baptized at the age of 15. And
okay, so you made a decision that you want to make Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and from us talking, you kind of got involved too, started serving in your church.
Yes, yes. So I started leading the youth group at my church with my high school and college sweetheart. So I started when I was college age, and I felt so happy at that time. I thought that it was God's plan for me to marry this man that I was leading youth with, and I thought we were going to stay in the hometown and lead youth together. And I just got very wrapped up in that relationship, to the point of almost making him an idol, even getting jealous and just letting it be too intense for the age that I really was. Of course, at the time, I didn't see that. My dad would try to tell me, you're being a little too serious about this boy, but...
But you know, it's funny that you say that. I've seen that with adults, you know, older adults, and I know as you know, I've been a product of divorce myself that, you know, I've been guilty of that. Even if the other person is a follower of Jesus, sometimes we can put kind of our happiness and our identity in that significant other. Is that
yes.
kind of fair for
oh,
to
that
say?
Is absolutely what I did. And so I was obviously devastated when the relationship ended unexpectedly, and I later found out that he was unfaithful to me, and so that was a big surprise to me and my family and my friends, and of course I was very hurt by that, and at that point is when I really started to become angry with God. I blamed him for taking away what I thought was the plan for me, and so I just stopped going to church, and got for the first time in my life started into the party scene as well.
So let me get this right. You actually got angry with God, and you're still alive today.
Yes. So just like Job, you can be angry with God and express that anger, and still live to tell.
And still live to tell about it. Well, I think that's great, Christina. And for our listeners, I mean, that is huge. For some of you, you've really been hurt over something that's happened. Maybe you're sitting there going, man, Christina's telling my story. And yet you have suppressed all the anger down inside and just, you know, done it through work or exercise or food or maybe shopping or gambling. There's just lots of things that we substitute for that God-sized shape hole in our heart. And yet here Christina says, you know, I was angry at God because a relationship ended. And I know there's a lot of people that can relate to what she's saying. And in fact, she kind of got distant from God and started to partying and stuff, and man, been there, done that, and I know a lot of people. So you got out and started kind of seeing what the world had to offer, and tell us about what happened next.
Well, it ended up, of course, being very empty. Well, actually just brought more stress. I ended up being promiscuous, one-night stands, emptiness, nights that I couldn't remember things, and during that party time, I met a guy at one of the parties, and I started dating him, pretty much just trying to get over my ex. I knew there wasn't a super strong connection, but like, oh well, that's somebody to date, and also kind of trying to get back at my ex-boyfriend because they were in the loose same circle of friends. So
and it was better than being alone, right?
Yes, and especially as my ex-boyfriend, as his relationship progressed with who he was with now, I would try to do things to I guess get over how that was progressing and how that was ending even further, because as they progressed, I was not going to be able to be with him. So but I completely moved away from talking to God. The new guy I was dating, he was a doubter, and so I just used that as an excuse to not talk about God, because it would make conversations awkward. And so I kind of used that as my crutch to explain why I was still staying away from God and still was angry with him as well. And people noticed the change in me. I remember I didn't find it until after she passed away, which I'll explain later. But I had received a book from my grandmother when I moved away after graduating college. And in the letter, she expressed how worried she was about me, and that since I wasn't going to church and, you know, worshiping with them anymore, that she hopes that I could find a church where I moved away, that I would be happy and find God again. And so she gave me that book when I moved away, did not see the letter in the book till after she passed away, but it just brought to, when I found it at the time I was supposed to find it, but I'll explain that more later.
Well, I love that, you know, you're given so many great things that you've been fortunate to be on the other side of and learn, and yet is it a fair question, a fair statement for me to say to you that if you're really interested in somebody but they're not interested in God and you're a follower of Jesus, maybe you don't need to keep carrying that conversation or start a dating relationship necessarily?
Yes. I mean, I'd always heard that shouldn't be unevenly yoked, but I always thought, oh, they're just not my age. They are old time. They don't know what's going on. But it does. I mean, if you don't share your faith together and pray together, and then it's just easy to completely let it go and move away from it and turn your back on it, and just
so when your faith's weak, if the other person doesn't have, you know, any relationship with Jesus or God, we need that other person to help us encourage us and pick up
along.
The slack,
yeah.
Pull you along. I like that. So yeah. All right, well, that's kind of what I thought what you were saying there, but just, I know there's people listening that are single, divorced, widowed, and, you know, just want to encourage you. No matter how good it looks on the outside, just be careful. That ought to be one of the first things, if not the first thing, just to see where they're at. And, you know, it's one thing for people to say, oh, yeah, I'm a Christian, but it's another to have a personal relationship with God and His Son, Jesus.
Right, absolutely, and which I did not have at that point in my life. So I didn't love God or myself, so how could I love anybody else?
Yeah. Say that again.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
Yeah, I didn't love God or myself, so how in the world could I love anybody else?
Well, and then the thing, I think we make mistakes, and I've done this before, out of relationships or even into a marriage, that we think that, you know, that will help make us happy. And, you know, we may still go to church on Sundays and check the God box, maybe even throw a little money in the offering. But at the same time, if we're not at peace and can love ourselves the way God has made us and have that relationship with God, I mean, it's impossible to love somebody else the way that we should. Is that fair?
Yes, that's absolutely fair.
All right, so you're dating this guy. He's not a follower of Jesus, and so it gives you a great reason to kind of avoid, you know, talking with God. You're doing the rebound dating thing, which everybody's pretty much done at some point. Yeah. So what happened with this relationship?
Yeah, we just continued to date on again and off again. We started living together, which really broke my parents' hearts, but they loved me unconditionally through it and supported me. But we would live together on and off. It was so much back and forth, it'd give you whiplash. But so we were in a period of living together when I lost both of my father's parents just 3 months apart. And so that was, you know, very tragic for our family. And we were on the way home from one of their funerals, driving on the road, when we, for some reason, decided it was time to get married. Didn't even have a ring, no planning ahead of time. But so I made this decision in the midst of grief. And then instead of actually grieving, I dove headfirst into wedding planning, which I have learned is something about myself that I'll try to get focused on other things to avoid grief, just like I jumped into this new relationship to avoid getting over my hurt from the previous one.
So. Wow, that is huge. That is huge. So many times we don't take times to grieve losses in our lives, do we?
No. And I've saw the consequences of that in my life firsthand, and so now I try to use that story to help other people and encourage them to deal with this now, because you can't go around the grief, you can't go under, you can't go over, you have to go through it to get to the other side.
Wow, that was powerful what Christina just said there. You can't go under, you can't go around it, you've got to go
through it.
Yeah. And it's not easy. Right?
No.
It hurts.
Yeah.
But when you get through it and you do grieve healthy, as you're going to talk about probably on tomorrow's program, it makes it so much better and, most of all, healthier, and you can really enjoy life more, can't you?
Absolutely. And the way God intended for you to enjoy it.
Well, I just know that's huge for somebody listening today. You're grieving right now. It could be over a job loss. It could be over the loss, a death of a spouse, a relationship, a marriage. Just so many different things that we can grieve over. Things, you know, a friendship even, things like that. And yet, I want to just hope that you heard what Christina said, and you'll continue to hear her story in our program tomorrow. But man, if you're hurting, it's not the time to rush into making any type of major decision, and especially be careful with your one and only heart. We've talked about Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 in this program last week, and it says, above all else, guard your heart, for it's the wellspring, it's the foundation of your life. And I think what Christina's trying to say. So Christina, get ready. We got to kind of wrap up today, but then you got just enamored in wedding plans. Is that fair to say?
Right. I had this big elaborate wedding, which I went into debt over, and I just completely stuffed my grief. My dad kept trying to tell me, you're focusing too much on the wedding and not on the marriage. Once again, I thought, what do you know, you old timer? You're not young and in love like I am. And, you know, if I could, I said I told you so many times after that, which you'll hear about later. But yeah, I completely stuffed my grief. But 3 months into the marriage, I lost my final grandparent, my mother's mother. And I was extremely close to her. And we experienced the trauma of seeing CPR performed on her. So I'll just end with, suddenly at that point, all of the grief from everything I'd been through hit all at once.
All right. Well, you've heard where she's at, just going through a ton of grief. We're going to hear how she responded. So I hope that you'll tune in tomorrow for Hope Is Here. I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you tomorrow at 12:45 p.m. on Life 99.1 FM.